did too, he. But I have another question. The field doesn't belong to them. Rashi says the case was they were rich people and they saw there were other people that couldn't pay the taxes, so they used to run away from the town. And they would pay the taxes to the king and they would take the fields. So Hura, their fields now is like karka. So maybe I can't take the wine. The wine came from karka that was stolen. Omalei said back, no, it's not called stolen goods. Ar yole taska mishabda. The field is mishubba to whoever pays the taxes. In other words, there's a klal of dina de machusa dina. What the government, what the king says, that's halacha. So if the government says, O malkoma, the government says, the king says, man de yoyev taska, lechel arya, whoever pays taxes, he has the right teeth to use his fields. So some people run away because they can't pay taxes. And other people, the rich people, come and pay taxes for them. They have a right to use the field. Al dina de machusa dina, the field is theirs. So therefore, there's no isa gezel, it's muta. Oh, malaria poplarovo, chazimar, hani rabbonin. I see these rabbonin, the yaive zuze, are cargo the inshi. They pay money, taxes for people. Oh, meshav de bultve, and they make these people work hard for them. They take them like for an evid and make them work hard. So the kur is that mutter or not? Oh, malay said back, hashta, if not, like icha shchiv, if I would have died, lo yam melechur, I wouldn't be able to tell you the halacha. Ho milsa, I wouldn't be able to tell you this thing. But because really, this is what Rosh Hashanah said, Tahani betafsa de Malka Manach, that really, it's up to the king. And the king says, O Malka Omar, mandal yoyev karga, whoever doesn't pay his own taxes, lishtabid laman de yoyev karga. If somebody else pays the tax for you, so you have to be a slave for that person. So that's what the king says. So it's not for terrorist ribbis. Like really, it's like a loan. If I pay the taxes for you, Avada, you're going to have to pay me back the tax, you're going to have to pay me back later. And still in between, you're taking the person and using him for a slave. It's of course like ribbis. The terrorist says no. Since the king says you're allowed to do it, that's not dinu d'machusa dinu, it's not called the terrorist ribbis. That's what you're allowed to do. Mor says, Rav Suram, Achvod the Rav is the brother of Rava. Have a takiv inish to lay miley. If he saw a Jew doing azeris, doing something not nice, is he would grab them, and he would put them into slavery to make him work for him. To the Rava, he put them into the house there to work. Rashi says, "Agola muchenes lemarkevas adam." He would make them like move a chariot. Omalei Rava, so Rava said, "Shapik of this, you did right. You're allowed to do that." The Tanina we learned. It was learned. Royis sheinu nei kishura. If you see somebody that's not acting nice, he's doing averis. Mina yin shatir shirli shtabik boy. How do I know you're allowed to make him work for you? Tamulem the pasuk says liyolam v'em tavoydu, that you're allowed to have an eved kanani. For him, you're allowed to work forever. But uvachechem, and your brother also. So mashma that sometimes your brother also, you're allowed to make him work for you. Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu noy kishura. Maybe even the case where your brother is acting nicely also, you're still allowed to take him to work for you. Talmudim know the pasuk says over yachichem b'nei Yisrael lish biyachiv. You shouldn't do this. So stam a regular Jew, you're not allowed to make him work hard for you. But if you see a Jew not doing averis, him you're allowed to take and be mishtabit. Omer Rav Chama, Hayman diyoyiv zuz lechavrei. If somebody gives money to his friend, lemeizven lechamra, I give you now $100 and I tell you go down and buy me wine. Buy me now $100 worth of wine. And Rashi says, "This man of tzir, it's the early season now." Like right now, you can get a good price on it. Uposha, this person took the money and was negligent. He did not buy you wine. So halacha is mishalom lei kidekozel apravosa tizuposha. He has to go down now and buy wine for you now, the way you will be by the sellers. Rashi learns, Shema Mokam, that's the place, Shayaya Nikah, that you can buy wine. Venimka Lisham Lurayv Aloykim Yayim Bimaisabatir. That's where people buy wine. The kids say, you have an achrayis to go down now and buy the person wine. You have to buy him wine. He gave you money. You have to buy him the wine. Omer Amemememe said, I'm Risal Shmaita Kaim with Rav Zvid. Minadoi, I said over this halacha, in front of Rav Zvid from Minadoi, Omer said like this, Ki koma Rav Chama, when did Rav Chama say that? Again, where I give you $100 to buy me wine, and you did not buy me the wine right now, that you still have to give me the wine? Hani mili biyayin stam. Only if I told you, buy me $100 worth of wine, I did not say which type. I just said the yain stam. I just said avo the yain zeh. But I say clearly, I want a malaga wine. I want exactly what type I tell you. Then loy. Then even though you do not buy the wine now, you would not have to buy other wine later. Why? Because mi yain with the mezavne lein alei. Who says even if you would have went down to the marketplace now? Who said there's malaga wine in the marketplace? Maybe now they only have tokay wine. So if you tell the guy, stop buying me wine, it's his fault, he should have bought you any wine. Now he has to buy you wine. But if you told him to buy you a special type of wine, then even though he didn't do it, it's not for sure that he could have got it. So therefore, he doesn't have to buy you other wine. Rav Ashi Yamano, afilu yain stam. Even if the person gave you the $100, I'm not to buy you any wine, to buy him any wine. Nami loy. Still, if he did not use the $100 to buy the wine, he does not have to buy the wine now by the special marketplace. But rather, he just give back the $100. My time, what's the reason? Esmachti. It's only an esmachta. The esmachta lekanya, you're not really mechuyev to do it. Rashi says, esmachti means, afilu avtichay. Even if when I took the $100 from you, and I said, okay, I'll do it, I said, I guarantee you I'll do it, the yomar, imeini kern lechof, I do not buy it, efra mishali, ein zuel esmachta, hoyev lekarnam yodai. Since right now we do not make any kinyonim, so it's time like a saying, I give you $100 and do me a favor, get me wine. If you do, yes. If not, not. Since we didn't make any kinyonim yet, you're not really mechuyev to do it. It's called an asmachta and asmachta lekanya. Therefore, you do not have to pay back. You don't have to get him other wine. So, Mori has the question: Maishino, why is this different? Mihod etznan, that we learned. Im oivir v'lo yeved eshalim b'meitav. It says, if I take over your field, Rashi says, gabi mekabel sodem mechaveroi. I accept, I take over your field to work on it. Lamachta, that I'll take in your field, I'll work on it, and that whatever comes out, we'll divide. Half you get, half I get. That was the tonight they made up. Now, for Yavira, this worker was lazy and didn't do anything. Shaloi Choshi didn't plow, Fuloi Zori didn't see the field. So the locher is Shomanoisa Kamanoisa Ruya. Still, we look at how much this field could have produced if he would have plowed it and would have seeded it. And he has to give half of it to the owner. So what do you see, Alma? Kiva and the Yasadei Behochi, since it's a hefset for the owner, so it's not called an asmachta. And therefore, since you accept it upon yourself, you have to do it. So you see, once you accept something to do, you have to do it. It's not called an asmachta. So why is our case called an asmachta? So Mar says, no, there it's much different. Hosam over there, the Yodai. Over there, it's in your hands to work on the field. You took my field now, and it's in your hands to go and plow it and work on it. Therefore, if you say you do it, that's like a kinyan, you're mechuyev to do it. But hocholav the yodai, over here it's not in your hands, like Rashi says. Shem aloy machruloy. You have the money, true, but you have to go to somebody that's willing to sell you the wine. Maybe you won't find anybody to sell you the wine. So since it's not in your hands to get the wine, therefore it's called an asmachta, and therefore lakanya. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Hani Beit Losa. If you have three people, the Yoyve Zuzi Lechad, three Lakshutvim, give money to one person, Lemezvin Lumidi, that this one person should buy wine for the three of them. So three people gave him $100 to buy wine for them. Now, Vizoven Lechad Minayu, and he went and only bought it for one person, the Lachri is automatically Zavon Akula. Automatically, it's bought for everybody. But that's what the deal was at the beginning. Now, V'loi Yamor, this was on, he said, Ela Deloi Tsar V'chosim Inish L'chudayu, that each one did not give him his own separate bag of money, but rather they gave him the bag of money altogether. Avol Tsar V'chosim Inish L'chuday, if each person gave him his own bag of money separately, then we say no, L'man V'zovin, Zovin, or L'man V'loi Zovin, Zovin. Even though this person now took the three bags of money, and he took one bag, and bought wine with it, and he says clearly, I only bought it for Reuven and Echonami, then it's only bought for Reuven. Since clearly he used his money, and the monies were separate, then whichever one he buys it for that one it's chal, not for the other one. Omar Rav Papi Mishmei Derovo, Hai Situmto Kanya. If somebody makes like a seal on the animal, that's a kinyan. Rashi says, Chosem, some type of a seal. Shereishmin Achenz Ben Alachovies, Shoyayin. If I go down to buy wine off you, I want to buy 100 barrels of wine. So where's the kinyan? I too much to pick them up. I didn't pay the money yet. So Stimtev, the minig is you have a seal and you stamp the box. So that's a good kinyan. Automatically the barrel belongs to you. So my yichus was have to do it. Rav Chaviva Omar Lemiknei, Mamish. That's called your kinyan. That once you stamp the barrels, that's like you made a kinyan in it and it belongs to you. The seller can't retract anymore. But Rabbanan Amrino, Lekabulia Lemishapara. It's not a real good kinyan yet. He didn't make a good kinyan. It's only like a word, it's like you said you'll do it. So the guy goes back, he'll get a curse. But he has a right to retract. And Vihilka Sotaka Lekabulia Lemishapara. Since you only make a stamp on the chavius, it's not called a real good kinyan yet, and therefore he could retract. Just if he retracts, he'll get a mishapara. But if that's the minig hamakom, that in this place the minig is that the way people sell is that they put a stamp on the barrel. That's the sign that it belongs to you. If that's the minig, that's the way they're noig, that's also called a good kinyan. From this gemara, a lot of acharonim bring rayas that kinyanim is only the pshat. We have to see a smichas das. You have to do an action showing us that you really mean business, you really want to sell it. So true, the Torah gave us some ways, the Rabbanin, pick it up as a kinyan, Mashiach is a kinyan, paying money is a kinyan certain times. But here, if that's the minig, if they're noig, if some place they're noig with a handshake, if you shake hands, that's the kinyan. Say nechnami. If the minig of Mokim is you want to buy a house, and you shake hands on it, that would be a kinyan. You want to buy a chair, and the minig of Mokim is to shake hands, that's the kinyan, nechnami. Then that would be a kinyan also. Because the main part of a kinyan is that you have to do an action showing us that you really mean to sell, you really mean to buy. And if the minig is by doing this type of an action like here, it was just a minig to stamp it. If stamping is a kinyan and a chanami, for that you can. It's yours. Now the Mishnah says, "Ho you tchilas lekoitzrim." You went down to a farmer, and it was way before the price went out in the marketplace, and you want to buy a bushel now, so it depends. If you give him the money now, if he has the bushel of tfuah, you're allowed to buy it. But if he doesn't have it, then it looks like ribbis. Then you can't give money now to take it back later if it looks like ribbis. Since later it'll be worth much more, that's awesome. So Mara says like this, Omar Rav, Mechus Ashtayim Poisik. So the Mishnah says, Hu Adin, for different things you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to do it by Yalovit Shalanovim, Vialamotin Shalzaisim. The Mishnah says different cases. Even though he doesn't have wine yet, but if he has his the grapes in the place on the press, then you can give money right now. That's considered like he has wine already. So Mara says it depends. Omar Rav, Mechusashtayim Pesach. If it's only missing two malachas to finish it off yet, then it's okay. You can give money now for it. Shalosh, if it's missing and has to do three malachas done to it, then it's considered like he doesn't have the wine yet. Then you're not allowed to give money now to get the wine later. Ain't a place. Hu Shmuel Amar b'deyodam afilu meya. If it's what to finish the produce can be done b'deyodam, a man can finish it. Then even though there's 100 malachas, it's mutter. It's called like he has it already. Place, you give money now to get it later. But b'dey shemayim, if you have to wait for the sun to come and dry it up, you need b'dey shemayim to finish off. Then afilu wachas ain't a place. Even if only one malach is missing, it's not called like the tfu is here yet. Then you can't give money now for it. You have to wait until either he has it, or else until the market price goes out. All right, turn over. The Torah says, tonight we learn like this. Poisek yimei l'godesh. You're allowed to give money now to the farmer, even though he didn't cut the wheat yet. Aiva mechusa mishta b'chama, he has to throw down the wheat yet in the sun, l'meivash to dry out, or l'meidish, he has to trot on it, or l'midran to winnow it yet. So there are three malachas to be done. How could you give money now for the field that's still growing the wheat? There are more than three malachas to be done. Tomorrow says, "Kugurin deshadi v'chama v'yavish." But some of it was already thrown in the sun; it's already dried up. There's only missing two malachas, therefore it's mutter. But the lushmul the yom v'day shemayim filu lachas and a poisek from the chus midra. Here, lachur, you have to winnow it. It means you have to throw it up, and the wind comes and blows away the shaft, and the good kernels fall down. So you're missing that malacha. You need wind to come. That's v'day shemayim. V'day shemayimi. Tomorrow says, "No." It's possible to do it with a fan. Even though true, usually they do it by throwing it up in the air, but the mice, even though you don't have a good wind, you can do it with a fan. So it's possible to be done, but they yodam, that's called the yodam. Right, so then it says, if you have the grapes on the vat, even though it's not crushed out yet, still you could give money now for it. You have to wait till it heats up yet, the grapes. You have to bring it into the press. Lemedish, lemingad. You have to do a lot of malachas yet until you get this wine, the grapes to be wine. So why do you say it's mutter? Rashi says minug means limsha chayayin al bor. You have let the wine draw yet fall into the bor. Shlofnei agas. That's in front of the press. So there's a lot of blachas to be done. So my answer is k'tani reb chia ala koyma. K'tani reb chia ala koyma shazayfin. He answers later, we're talking about sawing the press already. So I tell you, hachinam yiros ala koyma shalavim. We're talking about sawing the press already of the wine. So it's only missing, it's not missing so much. For the Gemara v'machus atlas, it's still missing three. Three malachas. No, b'yas v'du, the zavin, hu denagin. The meaning there was that the buyer, he's the one that draws the wine. Therefore, it's only missing two malachas. It's still like it's here ready, so you could give money now to receive it later. Then the Mishnah says, v'yamot and shalzeisim, on the press of on olives. For the Gemara v'machus or michmer, again, you have to wait till the olives get heated a little bit. For you to levate dofin, you put it into the press. Lemedish to press it out, leminga to draw the oil out of it. So Gemara says again, Tony Reb Chia, al kaimish azaisim. We're talking about now that's on the press already. So the Gemara is still live, we'ikot lost, there's still three malachas here involved. Now the Gemara, the asra, the hu, the zovin, hu, minga. Again, we're talking about the person that buys the olive, the oil, he's the one that drags the oil to himself. Therefore, it's only missing two malachas. Since it's only missing two malachas, therefore you're allowed to give the money now, I'm going to have to receive it later. It's considered like the person, the seller, has the produce already. Then it says, "Gabetzim shayitzer." That means the pottery. Amai, why Iva mechusa lefufi? You have to melt it down. You have to mold it. The yavshid, you have to dry out the clay. Elule latuni, you have to bring it into the oven. Lemishraf, to burn it. Lemeifah, take it out. So there's a lot to be done yet. The pottery. So just before you have the raw clay, why is it mutter? So it says, "We're going the mafufah." It's already molded out already. The yavshid, it dried up already. But the Gemara is still alive, because there's still three malachas to be done. The yasu the who, the zavanu the mafik. No, the meaning was, the person that buys it, he takes it out of the oven. Therefore, there are only two malachas to be done, therefore, it's considered like it's done already. Then it says, bialasid, on the line, mishishkeno bekirsh, when he puts it into the oven. For the Gemara again, I have a mechusa, mikla, it has to be burnt yet. The afu can take it out, and medic can chop it up. So there are three malachas to be done. Again, biyasu, do the zavanu, we're talking about a place. That the one that buys it, who died, he's the one that chops it up. So the kids, it's only two malachas to be done, therefore it's mutter. Like after the stones are dried up, then you first chop it up, make it into pieces. So we're talking about the one that buys it, he does it. Well, the Shmuel, the Yom HaBidayad Mephilu Meya, Paisek, Lomeli, Mishashkiyano, Bekivshan. What do you have to say, put it into the oven for? The Chura, you don't, there's no sun involved. It's all Bidayadam. So no matter how many malachas are there, it should be mutter. And the Gemara Eima, Misha Royal Lishak of a Kivshin. It means once it's royal to be put into the oven. Rashi means Misha Heichen, Vizmin Asavonin.